Carl Icahn, animal activist, the legendary investor, is now an activist at McDonald's. And it has to do with the treatment of pigs, Brian Salisbury. He's been talking about this now for weeks, and that he was going to nominate some new folks to the board. And now he has gone ahead and done just that.
Yeah, no oinking around here, Julie. Very different campaign here by Carl Icahn, not typical corporate raider type one. He's pushing McDonald's essentially to abandon the practice of keeping pigs confined in crates. Now, Icahn has bought about 200 shares here, according to reports, worth about a little over $50,000 here. Icahn would like McDonald's just get rid of that practice of keeping or working with suppliers that keep those pigs in crates. Now, McDonald's is out with a statement saying that by the end of this year, 85% to 90% of its U.S. pork will come from cow or pigs that aren't housed in these gestation crates. They are shooting for 100% target by the end of 2024. Icahn is stepping up here saying that's not quick enough here. He wants action now and has put forth two potential board members to join McDonald's, one of them having strong ESG focus and the other one working for Bon Appetit. And she has spent a long career inside of the supply chain. So you can see those two candidates there for the board as well. But Julie, really, it's starting to turn into the year of the activist investor. You have Kohl's out there being attacked. You have U.S. Foods being attacked. You have Hasbro just has a new attack now it's dealing with last year. Now McDonald's. Clearly, the market's pullback has woken up a lot of these activists.
Yeah, and just to make a couple of points on the actual pig issue, I mean, Icahn's pretty late to the party here. This is something that animal activists, at least, have been outspoken on for many years. Years ago, I actually visited a couple of pig farms to look at the difference in how a company like Niman Ranch, for example, sources pigs and farms pigs versus a more traditional operation. And it's pretty different in terms of the approach. I should also point out the non-gestation crate approach, raising pigs. Now, there's a lot of gray area in between these two extremes, but raising pigs outside, for example, or free range, if you will, it's a lot more of an expensive proposition. You don't raise as much livestock in that method. And so that would mean McDonald's presumably would be paying more for those types of pigs. So it should be interesting how that hits margins when it does enact that change fully, although it's McDonald's, so it does have some, obviously, negotiating power. You didn't think I knew that this much about pig farming, did you, Brian Salisbury?
Well, hey, thanks for the invite. I would have come check out those pig farms with you. That sounds like a fun trip.
It was in a prior life, so sorry.
All right. Well, if you book a new one, I'm down. Count me in.
Okay. Maybe we should go revisit that whole story.